I'm speaking to us on a Christ modem. What's your quarter team? This quarter, have you started another quarter? What's the team? Oh, Christ modem. Interesting. Amen. And that's our year team. They're working with God in teams. That's a drama. That's just the plain truth. Plain naked truth. What we have these days in so many places, or even here amongst us, if we're not careful, you have motion without movement in the spirit. Motion, but there's no movement. You have volume of activity, but nothing is being built. That is of the fiber of the kingdom that will stand the storm when the storm comes. So many activity. So this is wisdom. You have to be wise. I'm talking to you as an individual, and I'm talking to you as a person. Not whatever portfolio you hold as a SSL, papa, mama, uncle, prayer cord, or the one in the kitchen. You must be wise. The Bible says the scripture is able to make you wise unto salvation. Unto salvation. Praise the Lord. I've had several portfolios in the course of my life, you know, going to school and service, all of those things. But I told myself I will be wise. And what is that wisdom? That wisdom is to build your inner man. Praise the Lord. It's to build the inner man. It's to make sure you are growing in God. It's to make sure you are making progress in the spirit. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You can have prayer meetings and nothing is being achieved. No, and I like that drama. The person there, they call him a spirit of truth. You know, he was asking, spirit of truth, what is this one? Spirit of truth, what is this one? Please let us take heed. Let us take heed. Praise the Lord. I know the right things to do on a daily basis. So once again, I want to appreciate you. Papa, thank you for your leadership of the house. Thank you for your patience. I was here before, so I know it requires a lot of patience. Quite a lot of endurance, a lot of perseverance. Uncle and all your other team too. You see, it's a training ground. NCCF is a training ground for you. You are on a journey with God. There is a next level. So everything you see here, above all these functions and the services, as a training ground, as a camp. Praise the Lord. I also came with my beautiful wife. Her name is Grace. Please, can you help me appreciate her? Amen. Praise the Lord. I am here with my younger sister. She's serving in Enugu too. Gift. Please, can you just leave your hand? Let them see you. So she's a copper too. In Enugu, and I'm here with Blessing too, Sister Blessing. She's a student, a copper to be. University of Ilorin. Amen. My humble self, my name is David Abubakar. Praise the Lord. Christ model. Amen. I want to keep it as simple as possible and as short as I can make it. When you Christ, Christ, what does he represent? When you think of Christ, what comes to your mind? I don't need an answer. Just a word for meditative thinking. What strikes you? When you think about Christ, what strikes you? What do you see? Praise the Lord. So I'm giving time to what strikes your understanding. What is it about him that the whole world, men all over the world, are ready to follow him in death and in life? Praise the Lord. In death, you know the testimony of people like Paul. So many men that followed him over the years. People like Adoniram Judson, the first American missionary to go overseas. in the midst of suffering, untold suffering. People like Jim Elliot that died in Ecuador. A lot of people like Mary Slessor that left the comfort of Scotland to come and parade the jungles of Calabar. What is it about this man that stirred and stimulated people that they wanted to live for him? Praise the Lord. That's the model we want to look at. All of the songs you sang here, everybody see there, just one. Nobody sang his power. It was not his power. It was his sacrifice. It was his love. You came from heaven to earth. You died for me. All of those songs we sing, what touched our heart? What accessed our heart that entered into the very bosom of our being was that price that Jesus paid. And his entire life on it. Never once did he live for himself. Praise the Lord. So can you now begin to see the real meaning of life? We must put life and put things in context and in perspective so that we can begin to know the purpose of life on earth. Praise the Lord. So many times in my own personal devotion, I have shed tears. Then you just think about Christ. I remember the day I got filled with the Holy Ghost. I was just crying. I was not looking at the feeding of the 5,000. I was not looking at the healing of the blind man. Not looking at strength. But I was looking at the price he paid in his flesh, in his weakness. Of his love. So Jesus said, I am the light of the world. So when he said light of the world, what do we see? What is lacking and what is missing in the world? What is even darkness in the first place? These are things we need to understand. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I'm not hearing our voice. So echo it so that we talk to one another. Praise the Lord. So these are the things that moves, you know, and stirs us and makes us to run on a daily basis. Paul went as far as saying, for me to live is Christ, and for me to die is gain. What can separate us from the love of Christ? We love this man. It's not just a sense of duty. Duty that these are the things I need to do, my sense of religious duty. But I love the man of Calvary. Mother Teresa went to India. She did amazing things. I won't talk about some of those things to derail me from my message. One day somebody put a gun on her head that they want to kill her. She was doing so much in India that they went to report her to the authorities. And part of the things she was doing, she had a place where they call houses awaiting houses for people awaiting death. So that they can die with honor and dignity. Then India in those days, you see, India is populated and they are poor. Where you see people abandoned on the street, hospital, people rejected by the hospital. Those are the people that Mother Teresa will go and take. She will take it, bring them to the home. If not cure them, he says, so that they can die with dignity and die with honor. Some of them, markers are already coming out of their body. They stretch there, you cannot enter there. So one day they wanted to, the community people were complaining that Mother Teresa was converting their people to her God. So the police, lieutenant, the police and the one of the people that came, they came there, so she was inside. So when they came, and when they saw the way she was attending to the people, she was attending to the people in that place. They couldn't even enter further because of the stench. The police looked at that man and they said, I will stop her from doing this thing only if you can take over or get your people to take over this work. And that's how it ended. It's just her love and her care. You know, there's a then one day, this is where I want to say, one day she was coming. So one, they wanted to attack her, and somebody put a gun on her head. She looked at the person, and she replied, I will only reach him earlier. Praise the Lord. Did you get what I said? He said, I will only reach him earlier. The person turned and went back. Praise the Lord. So what am I saying? This is what touched our heart, and this is what can touch the heart of the world. People want to know how much you love, and people want to know how much you care. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The text I was giving is Matthew 5, 13 to 14. And Isaiah 60. We'll read the text. Let's start with Isaiah 60. Let's start from the old to the new. From there, we'll go to Matthew 5. Are we there? Verse 1. Say, arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. The first word there is for you to arise. You say, arise. You say, shine. Your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Then Matthew 5, verse 13 and 14. You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt loses its flavor, how shall it be seasoned? It is then good for nothing but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot by men. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden. Verse 13 says you are the salt of the earth. Salt is preservative and a condiment. Verse 15, he said, not do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Verse 16, he said, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. Verse 13 says, you are salt. You are salt. Verse 14 says, you are light. Salt and light, salt and light. Then verse 16 says, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven. Salt is preservative, salt preserves. Now, in the day that God created the earth, please listen to me. The day God made the heaven and the earth, made the heaven and the earth in Genesis 1. This account of creation is there on and on. If you now go to verse 26 of Genesis 1, God now made man. Then when he made man in Genesis 1, 26, then some a transaction now happened. There was a transaction in Genesis 1. He says, verse 26, then God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, over the cattle, over all the earth, and over everything that creeps, creeping thing that creeps on the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, created he them. Then God blessed them. And God said to them, be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth and subdue it. Have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves on the earth. God said, let us make man in our image and in our likeness. And after God created, God was the one that made the earth. After God made the earth, then the transaction now happened. When God said that have dominion over the face of the earth, over everything that creeps on the earth and over all the earth, that to have dominion, then God now transfer the earth to man's authority. It's like putting the spring, let's say the life, everything derives life from God. God is the source of all. But God takes the source of the earth and put it inside man. That's what happened. God takes the spring of the earth, the spring of life, well-being of the earth and put it inside of man. That's what happened in that Genesis, simple and plain. So the earth came under the dominion and under the authority of man. That was the transaction that happened immediately God created the earth. Everything that is living on the face of the earth, both those that can be seen and those that cannot be seen, it puts everything under man. So that you can now understand when man now sin, the earth disintegrated. So what's the correlation between the earth and man that sin? Look at it. God was the one that made the earth. God made the earth on the four, thereabout. He said on the three, he said, let the dry land appear. The earth appeared.
all the creation, lion. What was the offense of lion? That the entire nature of lion had to change. Praise the Lord. Are you together with me? So God placed the earth. So the earth is going to move with the frequency of man. So if it's just like the earth became an extended part of man. It's just like when the Bible says, if one member suffers, the whole member suffers. One member of your body, the body is one body but different members. So if one member suffers, the rest of the member will suffer. So when man disobeyed, that man disintegrated. The earth disintegrated with man. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Corruption filled the earth because of man. Or no, it was not on account of anything that the earth has done. Look at Genesis chapter 6. Show us from here now. Show us from the New Testament. Genesis chapter 6 from verse 11. If you read from Genesis 6 generally, God was saying he was God created man. Let me even read from verse 5. Genesis chapter 6 verse 5. Then the Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every intent of the thought of his heart was only evil continually. And the Lord was sorry that he made man on the earth, and he was grieved in his heart. So the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, creeping thing and birds of the air, for I am sorry that I have made them. He said, but Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. I go to verse 11. The earth also was corrupt. See, a corrupted man, a corrupted earth. Can you see the equation now? A corrupted man became corrupt, the earth became corrupt. He said, verse 11, the earth also was corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with violence. So God looked upon the earth. This one was not upon man, now this is the earth he made. God looked upon the earth, and indeed it was corrupt. For all flesh had corrupted their way on the earth. And God said to Noah, the end of all flesh has come before me. For the earth is filled with violence through them. And behold, I will destroy them and I will destroy the earth as well. So I'm coming to explain something. Now, go to Romans chapter 8. So please don't blame God. You get it? See, whatever you see on the face of the earth, then I'll now come, I'll end it with our lives. I'll bring the analogy to our lives. Whatever you see on the earth, so you can understand the dynamics of what happens on the earth. I say the earth became an extension of man. After that transaction in Genesis 1:28, Romans chapter 8, verse 18, he says, for I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. For the earnest expectation of the creation eagerly waits for the revealing of the sons of God. For the creation was subject to futility, not willingly, but because of him who subjected it in hope. Because the creation itself also will be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation groans and labor with birth pangs together until now. And not only they, but we also who have the first fruit of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, eagerly waiting for the adoption, the redemption of our body. And I say verse 20, for the creation was subject to futility, not willingly, but because of him who subjected it in hope. Because the creation itself will also be delivered, will be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. A corrupted man, a corrupted earth. A redeemed man, a redeemed earth. Can you see how the equation goes? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Can you see the flow? Part of let me hint this point. Part of what he told us in the course of that drama, if you remember, the other person now came and made some prophetic declaration from very strong prophetic and apostolic release that delivered all of those people from bondage. The Bible said the hair, Galatians 4:4. Please, can I project it? He said the hair has not, no, Galatians 4:1-3. He said the hair
as long as he's a child, does not differ from his servant, even though he is Lord of all, even though he's the owner of all, he is still a servant, and he will be in bondage to the elements of this world. So even if he's a child of God, even though the price has been paid, even though God has delivered and liberated him, the Bible says has given us all things that pertain to life and to godliness, even when all these things have been given, he said we can still be in bondage to the element, so long as we remain as a child. Mean as a child, you know what a child is? It's not grown. The child, the faculties of a child are not developed. So when our spiritual faculties are not developed, when our faith is not grown, when our patience is not grown, he said when our hope is not developed, he said when our spiritual senses are not developed, he said we'll remain a child, we'll remain in bondage. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So we'll remain in bondage. So you can, I've now drawn an analogy between the earth and man. So the earth, that's why the Bible says the heavens of the heavens, Psalm 116:15 or so. It says the heavens of the heaven is the Lord, but the earth has he given to the sons of men. He said the earth, God has given it to the sons of men. So the earth is the contention of men, the seed of man on the earth. Who prevails, who triumphs? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So the earth, God has given it to the sons of men. To the sons of men. So when Jesus now came, Jesus came and simply in one sentence, let me show us. Jesus showed us who a man should be. Jesus came, when you look at the Christ you read in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, he's just simply to show you how your life should look like. It's a snapshot, it's a picture. This is the photo. This is a photo. This is your life. The Jesus on earth. A snapshot of your life. What your life, God intended it to look like. Praise the Lord. We have one life before the fall. We have another life after the fall. Then Jesus came in the fall. Even when men are fall, when we are falling, he now came to show us how our life should look like. On a daily basis, the Bible says we have been predestined to be conformed to the image of His Son. That image that God wants us to conform to, God brought it out for us and extended and stretched it out for us to see it. So the Jesus on earth is the basic summary of your life as a person, my life as David. So when I just look at Christ, I'm not just seeing the Son of God in glory, because that will not. Only, having that, only that understanding will not help me, will not take me to where I'm going. But if I could see with that understanding, still add something else to that understanding, that this is my life on earth. Jesus came to the relationship we ought to have with the Father. That's where it begins from. You cannot do the works that Jesus did if you don't have the relationship he had with the Father. Because that's where it streams from. That's where it flows from. Two relationships. Adam had two relationships. Jack first, he had a relationship with the Father, with God. Then he now had a relationship with the earth. So when he had a relationship with the earth, then when Eve came, he had a relationship with Eve. Then when Cain and Abel came, and subsequently Seth and his many sons and daughters, he had a relationship with them. But don't forget the first relationship. He had a relationship with the Father, with God. The health of that relationship would determine the health of his relationship with his wife, with Eve. If that relationship is not healthy, forget it. The relationship between Adam and Eve will not be healthy. Then the relationship between Adam and his children will not be healthy. And Cain, Abel, and the rest of his children. And ultimately, the relationship between him and the earth will not be healthy. So when there was a breakdown in his relationship with God, that's when I told you that the earth was placed under the dominion and the authority of man. He said the life in the earth was supposed to flow from man, not from God, from man. It was from man that the life of the earth was supposed to flow from man. So when that relationship was broken in Genesis 3, the first six, seven verses of Genesis 3, then the relationship with the earth was disintegrated. So if you want the first model I want to talk about, in just a few minutes, I won't talk so long. The first model, Christ's model, that model, I want to go to Christ's relationship with his Father. And then the release of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit that he was given. His relationship with the Holy Spirit. His relationship with the Father. That's even the fruit that we're talking about. The fruit of the Spirit. It's not your fruit. It's the fruit of the Holy Spirit. So if the Holy Spirit is not there, if there is not a vibrant, a very strong relationship with the Holy Spirit, that the fruit will not come. Because the Holy Ghost will produce those fruits in our lives. That's why they call them the fruit of the Spirit. If you want to say the fruit of the Spirit as the Holy Ghost, or the fruit of the recreated human spirit, whichever way you put it, it has a direct bearing with the relationship with God. Those fruits you see there. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So if you marry today, some of you will go and marry, the outlook of your marriage, how is it going to look like? God will not determine it from heaven. You are going to determine it. When, don't forget, you see the corruption you see in the earth is an atmosphere that was within the soul of Adam. When there was a discord, when there was a disconnect between Adam and God, he was thrown into confusion. He was now given over to corruption and death. That's why the first seed that he had, the first child Adam had was a murderer. Was a murderer. Came. The first seed that came out of him was a murderer. So you could tell you the content of what was now inside Adam. God was no longer there. Don't forget, when the evil spirit departed from King Saul, there is no vacuum in the spirit. When the Holy Ghost, when the Holy Ghost departed, they say an evil spirit from the, they say from the Lord. Not that God sent an evil spirit. An evil spirit came and started troubling. The Bible says from the Lord, because God left there. God allowed it. God was his protective shield. God removed the protection. It's just like in the military. Anytime anything happens, the organ will always take responsibility. There is no evil spirit with God. The evil spirit is from Satan. Once God left, you see, the best place that Satan loved is the place that God has just left. That's it. Now, of course, that's what Satan is all about. When an unclean spirit leaves a man, and he goes and see that the place is still empty, he go and carry a company, seven more wicked spirits, and they come and begin to tabernacle in the place. And the condition of the man is worse than the beginning. That's the, what Jesus told us. What Jesus told us. So when there was a disconnect, confusion and all of those things was inside the soul of Adam. So you see, the atmosphere. What do you call the atmosphere? The atmosphere on the earth was a direct replica of what was living inside the soul of Adam. Inside the soul of man. The corruption, the wickedness I read in Genesis, he said the earth was, he said man was wicked. If you read that account in verse 5, he said man was wicked and man was corrupt. You now go by and say the earth was wicked, the earth was corrupt. Because it is the atmosphere inside man that becomes the atmosphere in an environment. It's who we are as Nigerians that determine the outlook of this nation. Because you are talking about your minister, your senators are corrupt. Go to the local government here and say you want to get something. So it is the atmosphere within that becomes the atmosphere without. So you create the atmosphere from within. What we call heaven. Heaven is a place where we have an uninterrupted flow of the things that are within God. The atmosphere within God flows everywhere. And that was what was flowing in Genesis 1 and Genesis 2. And it was interrupted by death in Genesis 3. In Genesis 3. You can call it the law of atmosphere. So that atmosphere is from within man. Even when you marry, you know, some of you are looking for someone that is okay. It's okay. That's delusional. Because it is the atmosphere, it is the peace that you have that you take into marriage. If you are troubled, there is no peace within. Patience is not within. That's the atmosphere. There's no miracle, there's no magic in marriage. That's why a lot of you go and get so disappointed. So disappointed you are because you prepared yourself for disappointment. All your time you are preparing for marriage, just prepare yourself to be disappointed in marriage. When you understand that you are taking an atmosphere to that home, and you build a stronger atmosphere that will be stronger than the atmosphere of the person that is coming. You can control your own atmosphere. You cannot control the atmosphere of the person that is coming. So he said, when you peace, you enter with so much peace. Immovable and unshakable. So much peace. You know, it's a grace and peace be multiplied. You know, they were telling all those drama. Peace be multiplied. So if you have peace last year or 2 years ago, the volume of peace that you have this year, then maybe some of you that will get married in the next 3 years, the volume of peace you are taking into that marriage. So even that man is coming with confusion. When confusion meets peace, it's a darkness will give way to light. It's a confusion that will give way to peace. Are you hearing me? So when you prepare yourself in faith,
And maybe unbelief is coming. So when unbelief meets faith, unbelief will take a bow. So you grow and cultivate the virtue inside atmosphere. So it is the soul that becomes the atmosphere in the home. So when you step into my home, it is the soul. The atmosphere in that home is a reflection of the soul of myself and my wife. That's what I'm saying. So the earth became a reflection, you know, becomes a picture of what was inside man. And so Jesus came. Jesus said, like, look at me. I'm a reflection of everything that the Father is. He said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. I'm a snapshot. I'm a snapshot of the Father. I'm a picture. The Bible said in Hebrews 1, he said, the Son is the exact, please you can call it up, is the verse 3, is the radiance of his person, is the exact representation of his person. Say, if you've seen me, you see the Father. Philip, you are still asking me, show me the Father. That John 14. If you've seen me, you've seen the Father. I'm a direct. Can you see his peace? Can you see that storm? Everywhere say, Master, don't you care that we perish? But your Jesus was sleeping on the boat. And I won't understand waves of water. You know, that small boat now is not like our own Titanic. You know, that we built. That even God cannot sink it. And eventually, God did not even sink it. It was an ice that sank it. What a majesty, God. What a majesty. That boat, water was even coming. Jesus was sleeping. On that boat, can you see the volume of peace that he has? So, praise the Lord. So, now, what I want to tell us and we employ us and beseech us is to cultivate that relationship. I say two relationships and many relationships. The health of that relationship determines the health of every other relationship you are going to have. Even working place, you see, now you work in, some of you work in an organization. The environment in that organization is a reflection of the head. If the boss is this naggy, troublesome, nauseating people, that's how the whole place will be now. But if the organ in a place is a man of peace, is somebody that loves, is a person of faith, is that the atmosphere that will radiate in the whole place? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So when we talk about Christ's model, the first thing that Jesus wants you to know and that Jesus wants you to have is a relationship with the Spirit. If any man does not have the Spirit of Christ, he is none of him. He is none of him. If anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, is none of him. He said, don't even go to, when you go to Jerusalem, he said, everything I've been telling you, don't even do it. Don't go and preach any gospel. Don't do anything. Wait until I send the promise of the Father, until the Holy Ghost comes. If the Holy Ghost does not come, don't even move an inch. Don't move a foot until the Holy Ghost comes. And the one who is coming is not a wind. It's not a power. It's a person. Paul said, do not grieve the Holy Spirit. Don't grieve him. He's a spirit of love. Praise the Lord. Then Galatians 4. And if I tell you to be patient, you won't be patient. You don't have the strength, the capability, but the Holy Ghost, once he grows that fruit, patience is one of the fruits of the Spirit. But the Holy Ghost can grow it inside of you. Galatians 4. Verse 4. But when the fullness of the time had come, God sent forth his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, that we might receive the adoption as sons. And because you are sons, God sent for the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying. Crying what? God sent the Spirit of his Son into your heart, crying about Father. The Spirit that God sends into your heart is a relational spirit. Relationship. The Holy Ghost will begin to stimulate us to cry, Father, 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 Father. Everything inside of us will begin to flow, you know, begin to move in the Father, 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 Father. For the first time, Jesus was the first person that called God Father, that had a relationship, Father and Son. And when he was going, that same relationship he had, he bequeathed that relationship to us. He now sent the Spirit of his Son, so that the same way Jesus is to the Father, the same way we will be to the Father. Praise the Lord. So the same relationship that Jesus has with the Father is the same relationship we will have. With the same relationship we have with the Father. If you look at John 17, he said, Father, I pray that you will love them the same way that you love me. He said, love them. He said, Father, love them the same way that you love me. No difference. So Abba Father is a relational spirit. God sent the spirit of his Son into our heart to relate with our Father. That's the first thing. That's the first thing. If you put it, that's why I say so many will generate a movement without motion. If you are not getting deeper and deeper in relationship with God, you see all our works. He says so many works will be burnt off. It will be burnt off. He said all the works that we did. Some men came to God and paraded works. We did miracles in your name. We done a lot of things in your name. We built mighty things on the earth. He said, depart from me. I don't know you. There was no relationship. Some of them were anointed by God. They took the anointing and begin to walk and to do things on earth. But God said, more than doing things, there is something that is higher, and that is relationship. He said, this is my Son in whom, this is my Son in whom I am well pleased. He has not even done any. He has not even gone to the cross. He has not healed one person. This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. Praise the Lord. So, first model I want us to get, I've come to the end of what I'm saying, is relationship. Jesus modeled how the kind of relationship Adam had that we lost it. So, don't even know what it looks like. Praise the Lord. Because, you see, the understanding of man before the fall and the understanding of man after the fall, they are two different entities. Man before he fell, Genesis 1 and 2, and man that stood in Genesis 3, they are two different people. It is the same man. But this one, he has fallen from glory. Praise the Lord. He has fallen the comprehension, even the way you comprehend, you know, the capacity to understand, because he was still in glory. If you read Genesis 2, I don't want to go into some of those details. Adam, when God created the whole world, he brought all the animals and Adam named them in the garden. Let me go and gather all the animals in Akure, all the creation, so that you can start naming them. If you have that capacity to do it. All the whole thing, everything that God created on that, God brought them to Adam, and Adam stood and gave them name. He didn't spend 3 years. He didn't spend 3 years to name them. I want to show you the capacity that man had, who lost so much with the fall. So much. Please, let's not be proud. Where we are today is a very humble estate. There's nothing that should make you proud. If you like, God make you a billionaire one day. Amen. Amen. If you like, build an edifice in two days. Say, I started this edifice and built it in 2 days. Amen. Where was Adam sleeping in the garden? He doesn't need bricks and wall. Amen. Amen. Where was he sleeping? So you can see the height that man fell from. How was Adam moving from point A to point B? Some people are proud because they enter first class. But angels looked at us from heaven, they are even sorry. Because they know the estate that man occupied before. Adam could travel to the sun. Adam could go and stand inside the sun and come back. He could go to the depths of the ocean and come out. Praise the Lord. He could go to the depths of the sea and come out. Him and Eve, the wife, they could play into the sea. Into the shoreless sea, and they walk there and they come out. Those are the capacity that we lost with the fall. Praise the Lord. To move from point A, does not need a iron or metal to move him. Maybe inside one car, maybe 2016 Jeep, Infinity Jeep, and all of those things. Those men, they move in glory. Just like when angels want to move. You now want to put angel inside car. Angel want to go to Lagos, catch one angel, put him inside car, to take him to Lagos. Amen. This was the estate that man had and he lost it. So, primarily, that relationship that Adam had with God, Jesus came and depicted it on the earth. He kept saying, my father, a time will come, all of you will leave me alone, but my father is with me. He said, I do, what have I done that you are accusing me, that you are saying I have a demon? I honor my father and you dishonor me. Everything, the father was not far from his sleep. He said, God has sent for the spirit of his son into our heart, and by that spirit today we will cry, Abba, Father. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Let's rise up. Let's pray. We can keep talking and talking and talking. There won't be any end. Let's just pray. Can you begin to appreciate him?
Christ's model is a very big topic. Very big. It's a very big topic, but I just chose to speak on what I've spoken on, just brief. He said, let men see your light. That Matthew 5, can you begin to appreciate your father? This relationship. This is what, if you want a good home in marriage, this is what will bring a massive transformation. If you want success in life, I say success. Success is not going to come from heaven. God has been knocking at the gates of heaven. God, let me succeed, you know, and everything. It's a function of what is inside of you. It's a function of the inside of you. If you within, if you succeed within, you succeed outside. If your inner life is a success, if it's not a one of defeat, they say, Jesus told about some, he said, outward, in their outward life, they are like a sheep, but inside, he said, they are full of wickedness. He smiles with you, but inside, he's full of malice. If you succeed inside, it's automatic that you succeed outside. If you like be selling salt, people have sold salt in Korea and they become millionaires. If you like be selling akara in this junction, people will enter jet, people will leave Ghana. They say they want to come and buy akara from you. Why they are coming, they don't even know. This is what I'm talking about. I'm talking about power. Power that which generates power is from, is that which comes from within. Within, the life within. The life within. Abraham will dig well, Abraham will see water. The Philistine will dig well, they will not see water. The same place that they dug and there was no water. Abraham will stood. When Abraham starts speaking, water will come there. Water will leave from the Atlantic Ocean and will run and rush to that place. Is it from Atlantic? Anywhere that water is, water will come there. Moses stood before the rock. Moses, because of the relationship he had with God. Moses stood before the rock. Israel needed to drink water. A rock. What is the relationship between rock and water? Moses stood before the rock. Israel is thirsty and Israel must drink water. He touched the rock and the rock brought forth water. Success is not all those things we are running about. It's all those climbing from one mountain to another mountain. Success. I say the earth is an extension of man. The earth is one of the organs of man. Corrupted man, corrupted earth. Redeemed man, redeemed earth. The earth is an issue extension. You will be victorious and prosperous on the earth. Because the earth is under your feet, it's under you. It's under you. But you will not enjoy this privilege and this blessing if the first relationship is not okay. For God to put the earth under man, because man had a relationship with God. Amend your ways, and all will be well with you. All will be well. Father, we thank you, we bless you. We give you praise, we give you glory, we honor your Father. We honor you, we bless you. Thank you for this awesome relationship we have. This awesome privilege we have to call you Father. 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 Thank you. Thank you for the spirit of your Son. In our hearts, the spirit of your Son, everything that makes the Son, we have it in us, the spirit of your Son. Everything that makes the Son, God sent it into our hearts. And today we are sons and daughters of the living God. We are your sons and we are your daughter, we thank you. Thank you for this terrific privilege. This awesome, awesome privilege that we have in you, our Father. Lord, we ask that you help us. Help us. Strengthen us, open our eyes. Thank you. Lord, the spirit of wisdom and the spirit of revelation in the knowledge of you. Let it effectually work inside of us. And help us to submit to the workings of your spirit. to the workings of the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of you, to come in submission. You walk in also will and to do of your good pleasure. Help us to surrender to your will, to your name, and to your power. Thank you, our Father. Malakada, ye keke bebere shire malakada hotore shire malakada ye kere ntare boshire malakada hotore shire malakada ingegere makada letede malakada okuko boshire unta ye kere malatatare shire malakada. Thank you, Father. But those of you that think that peace will come from your husband, peace will not come from your husband, is a fruit of the spirit. Peace will not come from your wife. It's a fruit that the Holy Ghost will grow inside of you. If the Holy Ghost does not grow inside of you, have the best husband, you still not have peace. Have the best wife, you still not have peace. Judas had a Jesus. Judas had a Jesus, and he was subject to corruption. Judas had a Jesus, and yet the love of money was not taken from him. He still went and betrayed his Lord. It will come from the Holy Ghost. Can you begin to call the Holy Spirit? Say, our Lord, do a work, a quick work inside of me. A quick work. Tell the Holy Ghost, I surrender to you. I yield and I submit to you. E cantali matata o cotore bababare shele tetede tatatatale kore belekere matatare unturu malale shire makada ya babalakada malakada pray makata le koto belekere malakada e kabalakada yekere malakada lere untata balakada yekere shire malakada lere untakada yekere makada e gegere malakada boru shire malakada e tatare talare shire malakada ekere bushire malakada ntoto balakada lere bushire malakada ekere bushire mantatale ke ntatare bushire bakare shikike bege mayakata letere bakada ntatare bushire malakada ekere bobore shire malakada enkyo pada mantare ntare shire makata le kuku bore shire malakada engere ntale kuto balakada ekeke bele shire mantatare ntatare bushire makada ekekere shire malakada lete ntakada ingere nkaka burushire malakada. Before I pray for you and leave the stage, see, it's a blessed are they that hunger and thirst. This thing will go in consonance with your hunger. It's a blessed are they that hunger and thirst for righteousness. In other words, blessed are they that hunger and thirst for the righteous one. They shall be filled. It will go in consonance with your hunger. It will go in consonance. Some of you here, after this meeting, you begin to pray and begin to fast. Why are you fasting? 1 day, 2 days, 3 days. Of course, you can be breaking in the evening. Some of you, 2 days, 3 days. Why are you fasting? Holy Spirit, I want a deeper relationship with you. You will take a lengthy fast, 30 days. 60 days you are still waiting on the Lord. Okay, you can be breaking in the evening. Why are you fasting? Lord, I want a deeper relationship with you. Lord, I want you. I want you. I'm trying to tell you hunger. Some of you, you are going to leave people. You are going to seclusion for some time. You are going to sit down with the Word. What are you looking for? Lord, I want a revelation of who you are. I was in school those days. I was in the university. The Holy Ghost led me hunger. I was fasting for 40 days. Well, every blessed the Lord, I want to understand this book. I want to understand this book. All my prayers, day one, day two, sometimes 2 days no food. 2 days no food, I want to understand this book. I want to understand this book. 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, 40 days. I was fasting. One day, when I was in school, when I graduated one day, I entered one fast. I said, this fast is not going to end. And I'm not saying, but I'm not preaching fasting or what. I'm just giving an example. Anyhow, the Holy Ghost leads you, follow that path. But I'm just giving a classical example. After I graduated, I'm serving, I'm working. One day, hunger for God. I had a vision, I had a revelation that awakened thirst and hunger for the righteous one. Inside of my soul, I began fasting. Day 1, day 2, day 3, day 40, day 50, day 60, day 70, day 80. I said I was not going to end up fast. God met me one day and said, it's enough, break the fast. And today, 80 something. Up to today, I will still be doing that fast. Day 7, this was sometimes ago, like 2008. I said, this fast. I even became so used to it. Even to break it, You know, sometimes, religious people can set in. You know, there's a thin line between the spirit and the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. And, you know, I began enjoying it so much. You know, now I just wanted to continue. But when I had a check, I should break it. So that the flesh will now start taking glory. But no, I was not fasting because of the. You know, so it just became my atmosphere. I thought there was nothing I was asking God for. I was asking God for intimacy. I was asking God for a depth of relationship with Him. Praise the Lord. And He gave it to me. I opened the world and things are plain and naked to me. I see mysteries in the world. Sometimes I wake up, there's a way you study Bible, and there's a way Bible begin to study you. You know, the Bible said it was not Elijah looking for the word of the Lord. The Bible said, and the word of the Lord came to Elijah. Jeremiah said that your word is like fire shut up in my bones. Even when I don't want to speak. I don't want to state the word in him, but it could not just depart. They just come him, the word of God just come him like a magnet. Just wake up, let me rest. In the middle of the night, revelation will start flowing. The Holy Ghost will just open the book. Open the book, and that's how it just be there. It's going to flow like a mighty ocean inside of me. And that's how daybreak will come. Daybreak, I'll just lie down there. That is how this thing just flow. One day, let me tell you what I am telling you. I'm telling you this thing to awaken hunger and thirst inside of you. One day, God gave me a revelation. God showed me the temptation, the sin of the temptation. What happened? One day, I had a revelation and God showed it to me. There is nothing God that will not show you. The same God I say He is, He said who was, who is, and He is to come. God is the one that He is. He is can take you to who was. He can take you to the eternal past, and He can take you to who is to come. That's why John the Beloved was standing in his lifetime, and they took him to who was to come. They took him to the island of Patmos, and he began to see the visions of revelation. God took him to the eternal future. Who is, who was, and who is to come is the same God. So at any particular point that God can take you to Him. Moses was with God one day, and God took him to who was, took him to the eternal past. And took him to the very day when he made the earth. Moses did not write that account as somebody that they were dictating to him. Moses wrote it as an eyewitness. God took him to the eternal past. And Moses wrote it. If you read Genesis, and if you read that book of creation, you know that it was written by an eyewitness, that the man that stood there. God showed him everything that he did. I'm telling you the depth of what God can show you. I had Bunker, I had it myself. He was preaching on CBN one day. He said one day Jesus took him, the Holy Ghost took him to that mountain where Jesus was praying before he preached his 12 disciples. And he stood there and he was watching Jesus pray. He had the very words that Jesus was telling the Father. And look at depth, that dimensions of encounter. There are depth in God, there are ancient depth. Depth in God, but it will be given to the hungry soul. mention death in God. He said, Elisha, is it the king of Syria? There's a man that hears the word that you speak in your bedroom. You've been discussing with his general, Elisha. Elisha will hear those words and go and tell the king. There are dimensions in God. What do you want in life? You want rice and beans? You want rice and beans? What do you want? What do you want in life? There are better things about life than what you eat and what you drink. There are better things. Jesus, life is the best. There are better things than clothes. He says life, not much water. What much more water than raiment and than food. When you have God, the maker of the heaven and the earth, that one can be your friend. And that one can be our father. These are dimensions. I want to stir up hunger. You will be so hungry for this thing. You will do abnormal things. Hunger will push you to do abnormal things. Spiritual hunger. You will do abnormal things. Spiritual hunger. Somebody was so hungry for the kingdom. The Bible said the kingdom is a treasure that a man sees. He goes and sells everything that he has just to lay hold on it. Somebody wanted to say, God, I want to serve you more. God said, okay, he had a house, he had a swimming pool. I want more of you. God said, okay, leave the house. He just helped his wife. What's the name of that? I can't remember his name. He just helped his wife and he walked out of the house. His own house, beautiful house. This is even the dream of some of us are looking for to attain and just sacrificing righteousness and everything to attain. He walked out of that house. He walked out. That's the depth of that hunger. Can you begin to appreciate him? Stir up a hunger in our heart. A hunger and thirst for righteousness. A hunger and thirst for the righteous one, the Lord Jesus. Hunger and thirst for our Father. Hunger and thirst for the Holy One, the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Father. In Tatale Makada, Ekaribushre Makada, Litorin Tatale Bushre Malakada, Ekaribushre Malakada, Ekaribushre Malakada, Lirin Taribushre Malakada, Ekaribushre Malata, Tuturishre Malakada, Yatatarishre Malatarin Talakada, Ekaribushre Malakada, Libushre Malakada, Eterishre Makada, Ekarin Tarishiki Malakada. Thank you, Father. Lift up your hands. Let me pray for you before I go. Lift up your two hands. Our Father, we thank you. Jesus, we thank you. Thank you, Holy Spirit, you are here. Your name is help. You help our infirmities. You help our weaknesses. Jesus, you are our advocate with the Father. Thank you. Thank you for this blessed ministry. Thank you for this work that you do in us. You work in us to will and to do of your good pleasure. Everything that we have, we obtain it from you. Even that which you give to you, we get it from you. We thank you. Thank you for this relationship, this dimension of relationship that you open to us. Father-son relationship. Thank you, Father, for the spirit of your Son that you send into our hearts, crying to the Abba Father. May we not resist that cry in Jesus' name. May we not resist that cry in our life in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. May we not go contrary to that cry, that irresistible cry, Abba Father. A cry that you cannot resist. Thank you. As the Holy Ghost stir our heart, move us into this relationship deeper and deeper into it. May we yield, may we hearken, and may we move in that direction in Jesus' name. This is our prayer, this is our supplication. Help us to cultivate this depth, this relationship, and this life with you, this life in your presence. We thank you, our Father, we love you. Today is Easter, we celebrate you, celebrate your resurrection. even what we do is so feeble and is so weak. But yet you accept it. Because you are the one that stoops low. You are the one that stoops low. Though the Lord is high, yet you humble yourself to behold the things down earth. Yet you have respect unto the Lord. In this breath and this confidence, we come to you on a daily basis. Thank you for accepting our praise. Thank you for accepting our worship. Thank you for accepting our sacrifice day by day. Thank you for loving us. And thank you for the love that we have inside of us for you. Lord, we will love you all our days. Help us in this direction. Just to love you. To love you more and more. And to love you forever. Thank you. Pray for NCCF as a body. Your love will grow in them in Jesus' name. And he said, you go from glory to glory. In the name of Jesus Christ. Your Father will be real to you. You receive deeper and more encounters than where you've ever been before in Jesus' name. Because your Father will draw near. Because the Holy Ghost will take you to deeper places of intimacy. And the Holy Ghost will help you to ascend heights. Heights of intimacy in Jesus' name. I pray for you, all your projects, all your assignments, all your goals, with ease you accomplish them in Jesus' name. I pray for a new breath and a new atmosphere, even inside the family house and inside your relationships as individual. Let him move to the next level of glory in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. We give you praise and glory. For in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. You're welcome. Thank you.